Hi, everybody. This is Ron, and we're here to have another great program. And for those of you who are month day keepers, today is May 17th, 2014. And this is our Saturday night live on the Lightship program. So we'll go to the Lightship about half past or so and to do physical healing. So I'll just repeat that here. If you're listening to an archive, you'll feel peace energy. If you're live, then you'll go to the Lightship. You'll be bilocated instantly. You're still going to be where you are, but you won't be connected to anything here as far as energetic cordings because you're having healings on the Lightship. And remember, in light, nothing cords anything. So let's see what we can do today for people. I think I did maybe, let's do a trauma clearing. So the dog that was psychically attacked yesterday by probably millions of people, I worked on that for a few hours to get the energy off of it. So I'll have to probably do it again this evening when I'm sleeping. Because, you know, it's still going to be happening. Oh, so we don't want the dog to die because of people's bad thoughts about it. And very possibly, maybe the dog saw an alien critter or something around the child, and it was probably trying to attack that energy. And to us, it would look like it's attacking the child. So that's also a possibility. So anyway, I feel sorry for the poor dog and everybody's judgments against it. So here we go. Let's do a trauma clearing. This is for yourself. And here we go. Think of a trauma that you experienced. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll do that again for listeners out there. So one, two, three, four, and five. And what we'll do is bring up another clearing here. We'll do one for maybe stress, you know, tension. Here we go. So if you have any of that going on in your life, here we go. So releasing that, just think of your particular situation. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll activate the light beam. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. Just scroll down on the BBS site or go to creationlightship.com and bring it up. I'm going to bring male energies into it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And tomorrow we'll have our 8-hour conference call to get rid of the alien parasitic life forms that you may physically know about or may not. And we'll any of those beasts as we possibly can. We'll probably also work on alien implants tomorrow, too, like we did on the last 8-hour Also, if you're interested, sign up and get on the call. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time, and it's an 8-hour conference call. We break every hour for maybe 10 minutes so you can walk around, stretch your legs, and see how your body is responding and feeling after having things released. So I'll see if Kathy's out there. We can start our call here, our show, and we'll see what's up there and around and coming down the pike. So you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Happy Saturday on Saturday, May 17th, 2014. And as Ron said, tonight's our night to go to the Creation Lightship for some healing with the light beings. And Ron escorts us, so we are taken etherically there. And we can start thinking now about areas of the body that we'd like to have the light beings look at and start to help us with. And once we're there, you can also touch that area and ask the light beings to help you with certain areas or pain or situations that you might have on your body. And tonight we're going to be talking about how to heal the body through the Creation Lightship online healings. that Ron has put together for us to use. There's many testimonies about them, and there's some clearings we've started to talk about last night that we're going to continue with just because they're that important and that effective in our cleansing and ascension process, and to also relieve our bodies that carry a tremendous load of densities. So we're very happy to have them. And even if you don't plan on buying them right away, it's good to know that these exist and what's going on in our bodies that Ron saw and that he and the Creation Lightship were able to put together solutions for on these online clearings. So there's a bundle package that we talked about, started last night with Anne, the Body Jumpstart special. So we're going to continue with that tonight. And then we'll go to the Creation Lightship. So meantime, you can think about some of those areas and also address your questions to Ron in the user-friendly fast chat that BBS has provided for us. And I'll be watching the fast chat as well as clsquestions@yahoo.com for any questions you might have for Ron and your comments, too. So if you have any questions, please do put question marks in the fast chat so I can spot them easy. And also, you can look from time to time at the announcements that the moderators put in. And so, Ron, if it's okay, I can read some of the questions now, unless there's something you want to address from another on another subject.
Now let's go a little sideways here. So last night on the BBS program, which was Friday, we brought in the alien goat energy. Somebody was wondering about the goat energies and what was here. So I think we did maybe four different races, I think, maybe five. I'd just like to know if anybody, how they feel. And in case you happen to be owning part of that energy of alien gold, maybe, you know, a ring around your ring or a necklace or, I don't know, you know, people have gold fillings. I don't know if you have a ring in your nose, but that could be gold. You know, there's different things that people have, gold earrings. So just curious if you, how you people are doing, because Hubble felt really, really yucky. And so that's what I'm asking. We can probably go to the fast chat. So anyway, we'll see how that's doing.
Okay, Ron, well, there's a comment here from a listener in Greenville, South Carolina. She was listening last night, too, when you did the gold release. She writes that she slept like a lamb, and she thanks you very much. She's had awesome and authentic awareness of how, indeed, we are controlled and manipulated so deeply. And she realizes that nothing but Ron's clearings and assistance of the light beings can move us forward. She writes, the speed with which my densities are dissolving is miraculous at best. She says, if I've dropped my mind chatter once today, I've dropped it 1,000 times. She says, thank you for facilitating this emptying. So there's one very grateful person, Ron, from that golden release last night you did.
Yeah, you know, and it can go, you know, if you look at it, you know, remember we talk about keywords, so we talked about that on the show too with the natal chart and what the words mean, you know, or what maybe they don't even mean anything, but we have a meaning of what we think they mean, but they're keywords to track you. So if you just look at that now as gold, you know, the gold could be, you know, used also for that. You know, even, you know, let's say you have a gold necklace on, well, so that could actually be like having shackles on your arms and your feet, you know, energetically, but this time it's around your neck. So you don't know what that particular gold energy is doing for you, to you, and if it's even harming you. So just another way of looking at it. Normally, I think people typically use gold versus silver, because silver you got to clean all the time, so it does tarnish, so they normally get gold, and maybe it means more wealth, you know, for you know, people because they have gold. But where did the gold come from? That's what we're talking about. Is it implanted with something that the aliens can track you with? So that's just, I'm just throwing that out. Hopefully all that stuff is released now. Aliens took their gold. what they, you know, had stored here for whatever amount of time. So it should be out of here. So thank you for the testimonial. That's great. And so this one person probably, you know, slept very well and feels great because, you know, the energy was released. So that's great. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and to continue, this person yesterday had mentioned that in the fast chat that her facial sinuses were profusely draining when you did the gold release, and she recognized that this is a release of some kind. She says she has Cherokee teeth, which touch the sinus canals. She says she has old caps from an auto accident that were gold-filled.
Mm, interesting.
That's what gave her some draining and some reaction when you did the clearing.
I can go a little sideways here, so let's just go completely sci-fi, and let's just assume that the person that did the caps with the gold had a shapeshifter in them. And I'm not saying that this is what happened, but very possibly that could be it. And you went into this, facility, and the shapeshifter wanted to tag you, to control you, heal your energy, or whatever way you want to look at that. And so naturally they charged up that particular gold energy. Maybe they took it out of time and brought in their own and put it into your mouth. You know, that's a possibility. Remember, you don't know what's happening when you're not here, and you don't even know when you're not here. And remember, you're not here a lot, just as probably as much as you're here. So you're being turned off and on, off and on, off and on. What are they doing to you when you're not here? You know, we have heard of people, in a sense, I don't know if I want to touch this or not, but, you know, we have heard of people that have went to a dentist, we'll say, and they're put under, and then they have, some type of, what word would be politically correct here? Something happening to their body, we'll say, keeping it real simple here, and then they wake up, they wonder what happened, or maybe for some reason up pops a little baby that looks like the dentist, you know? But anyway, I won't go too far into that, but, that stuff like that actually happens. Well, what if the aliens are doing something like that to you? Because you don't know, you know? Whenever you're put under, whenever you're unconscious, you don't know what's going on, because you can't really say no that you would normally consciously or get up and walk out. Let's put it that way. Saying no doesn't always work, especially to the aliens. But so anyway, that's just one way to look at what could have happened to the person. So in fact, that was on the news recently where that happened. I'm just bringing that scenario up that you may have even heard that kind of happened in real life a little bit ago. I won't go into that one. So anyway, may not be true, though. So here we go. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so back to the fast chat. Some of the comments you asked for coming forward. And I'm seeing here that someone wrote, my gold filling fell out of my tooth, and my gold chain and necklace are missing. Another comment. If gold balances, we can balance. It's an improvement of unity here. Another one. I felt all of the gold energies, like the race was present in the room, but was gone when the next gold energy was brought in.
That sounds like we hit the nail on the head, looks like. Very good.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so, Ron, were you planning to do any more healings for that, or do you want to move on to some other topics?
Well, since we're talking about it, we'll see if we have any unfinished business here. Let me see. What we'll do is neutralize the gold that you may have still, we'll say, and we will put the new earth energy into it. And that way it'll be from the earth here, and since your body is compatible to the earth, it might be able to resonate better for you for this instance, because normally light touching gold, and some gold you pick up and you don't resonate to it at all. Some actually feels pretty good, you know, if you notice that. I was able to, somebody showed me a coin that was gold, and I just touched it and, you know, had it in my hand quite a while back, and I really didn't feel a whole lot of energy on it. It just felt like something that I had in my hand that was kind of neutral. So here we go. We'll neutralize the energy, get the air spirit here to come in to do this here. Because it came, if it came from the earth, it will now be printed with the earth, I'll just use the word DNA, put it that way. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So if you do have like fillings or something, very possibly they may actually feel better, and maybe you might have some more saliva coming into your mouth because, oh, you're having a healing taking place and you're feeling the energy. It may actually be more beneficial now for you, possibly because it's neutral, versus maybe having some other frequency on it, just kind of being generic here. Just talking about this here, because everything does have its own frequency. It might not have one that's going to match you better. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Ron, this seems kind of important. You just neutralized the energy of gold that could be part of our bodies. Will this healing you just did work on an archive?
Yeah, it'll work one time.
Thank you. Okay, that's good. Okay, so if you'd like, we can address some questions that came to clsquestions@yahoo.com.
Sure.
Okay, so there's some that hear about, using PayPal to buy online healings. And some people, one person says that she bought the Whole Life Clearing, and she accidentally misspelled her last name. And so I think this happens probably to a lot of people when we're typing, we're maybe in the dark or we're just tired. And so since it was on PayPal, she can't go back and fix it. She got the clearing already. She just wonders if that will affect using the clearing properly. Will the light beings notice this discrepancy and think it's not her?
Oh, if you made a mistake with your name, no problem. So, you know, if you typed in the wrong... Maybe you hit a letter that was maybe supposed to be an H. Maybe you hit a G because your fingers weren't exactly in the right place. It's no problem. It'll still work fine. So if you type in something that's a little bit incorrect with your name, don't worry about it.
And will that also go for the online healing once you're already online? Let's say you don't capitalize or you put a different vowel instead of the right vowel and, you know, you're just typing quickly. Will it still be okay because they know it's you?
Yeah. No problem, yeah.
Thanks. It's so true. These little things can kind of make you wonder, but it's so reassuring to know that's no problem. And then another thing about the online clearings, another person bought an online clearing that they accidentally bought it again for themselves, forgetting they had purchased it over 2 years ago, and then realized they already had it. And it was kind of expensive. So it was one of the Whole Life, and they're a little older, you know. So they're wondering if they could reassign that clearing to someone else through you.
Yeah, that'd be no problem. Yeah, we could do that if you'd like to do that, sure.
Oh, isn't that nice? Okay, good, because I think a lot of people might, you know, either encounter this, or if it does ever happen, then they'll know, oh, no big deal, I can just... they can just send you the online receipt that PayPal sends and ask you to change it to the other person's name, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, very good. All right, so now we have a question about the natal barcode, and this person writes that They were listening to the program this past week, and about some of the topics was natal barcode clearing, and she writes that she was clearing her she was writing about clearing personal numbers and the natal barcode removal clearing that connect us to aliens. She realized a unique combination of numbers about herself that she had not cleared. She was born in 1957, and she will be age 57 on her next birthday this year. Also, the year she was graduated from high school was 1975. She writes, I plan to clear the 5 and 7 on the natal barcode removal clearing since they show up in more than one significant timeline as key numbers in my life. Does Ron suggest I clear the event in the option box as well, or should I just clear the numbers? The event was graduation, birthday, and birth year.
I would probably do numbers and names, or you know, the letters anyway of a graduation. You know, I would probably clear that graduation day. Maybe if you went to a prom, do that. You're just getting energies off of you that would be a big event. So, you know, it'd be like, you know, if you did go to a prom, you know, in high school, then that would be something that everybody else would know about. Everybody in the school would. So that would be a event that could be active to attach everybody in the prom and connect them, because they're all together as one. In one room and or one consciousness, you see. So I would do, you know, days and also, you know, what the event was.
Yeah, the events would be good because there's a lot of parties regarding graduation. Some kids get gifts. And I know in Southern California that grad night is a big deal in at Disneyland and some of the other theme parks. And the whole park is given over to high school students graduating. So those are all big events. Things like that is what you're saying. Right, Ron?
Any big event that you go to, especially with a group of people, because you're probably all connected on a timeline, okay? That's what I'm sort of talking about. So, you know, your prom night would be on a timeline, and that's, you know, there's many abductions for a prom night for your particular school, and then maybe other prom nights are happening too the same time. So something that everybody is together doing something. If you're just sitting home doing nothing, there, you know, that's not a big deal. We're, you know, getting, it's like going fishing, you know, with a net. Are they going to want just one fish, you know, or they got a whole bunch at one place? Hey, that's the grand finale, you know. So that's what I would do is look at that as a major event where there's lots of people. Even a funeral would be one that if you went to a funeral and you had a lot of people there. Also a way to connect to people, and especially if you're in sadness at the funeral. Have a lot of heartache. That's going to radiate the energy to these unwanted universal travelers, Utes is what we call them, and these Utes like your energy. Utes would be, we'll call, universal travelers along with aliens. Some people hear the word alien, they want to run out the door, but Utes sound a little nicer. So back to you, Ann. I mean, I think you mean.
Yeah, Utes sound a little nicer, but definitely they're not. Okay, thank you for that answer about timeline crashing events with a lot of people that have emotion attached to it. All right, and that would be also in the natal barcode, as I think what they were asking about was natal barcode clearing. Then, another question. This listener is asking about love, Ron. Is it wrong to know what it feels like to be loved? I ended up with the wrong parents who beat me throughout my childhood, and since then I was beat up by my spouse. He also turned my kids against me, And now that family members see me succeeding in life, they hate me even more. So before I leave this earth, is it wrong to want to know what love is or even experience it? Over to you, Ron.
That's a really good question, man. Well, the only love that you're ever going to have is love for yourself. So, unfortunately, love can get beaten out of somebody, what they think is love, or not receiving it. That can make somebody, in a sense, pretty bitter toward life, and also on guard all the time, and unable to maybe open your heart up to somebody. So you're resonating all that negative energy of non-love, which is what you're probably going to be drawing to yourself, because like attracts like. So that's a very sad situation. But, you know, do the mind a heart drop, because the love itself, you know, you want to be in peace. So source energy won't give you love. Like I say, the energies out there of source will not have any type of emotion to it. And so it'd be, you know, like I say, when the energies of people come to you, it should go through you. So you're not catching or hanging on to other people's emotional stuff, which can get hooked into you if you have that same emotion. So the energy should be free flowing through your body, just like you didn't even exist as you hear somebody talking about something. So instead of love, what you want to seek is peace. And once you have peace, then that supersedes love, because love's still in duality. So what I would do is look for the clearings that we have would help you out the most to get rid of the energy from your past, so you can be in more peace, because that energy is going to block you from that. I don't know what type of clearings you've had. I'm sure you probably already had the emotional clearing, because it sounds like you're very sensible and the way you're talking. So you probably already had that clearing. I would look at possibly the heartache clearing. That could be something that maybe is stopping you from enjoying life with somebody else, because you're afraid they might, tromp on you with some negativity to cause some more pain in your life. And after having a relationship where it's been abusive, that's not too good either. So that could really, cause situations and problems. Since you're dealing with it, you may want to go into the heartache clearing and then go into the seven generational versions of that, and then maybe see what else you need after that. Right off the bat, you might think that you need to have some type of trauma clearing, but I think I would try heartache after you did your emotional clearing. That might be what you really, what the Utes are trying to take away from you. Do the heartache clearing, and then see if that gives you peace. Back to you, that's too bad. So unconditional love is what you're looking for, which is peace. And the unconditional is, well, it really isn't peace, but that's the best way you could say it in another way of looking at it. But peace means that you're unattached to anything, and then you're peaceful. Otherwise, if you are attached, you won't be peaceful. So there's always a duality attachment to living here in the law of cause and effect, which is what the aliens brought in here. So you want to get into peace, and then nothing else will matter. That's the old saying, passes all understanding. A way to talk about peace until you actually experience it. Back to you, Kathy.
Ron, I also want to ask you if someone in this person's situation, if there's also another part to it that they have the desire. You know, she's even asking the desire to still find some love, that desire to satisfy that emptiness, perhaps, or loneliness, and also to have the awareness or the experience of what love is. If someone was to do their twin flame clearing, would that help dispel some of that constant need and feeling that we all have?
Yeah, the twin flame, it's not a clearing. We actually bring your twin flame energy to you. So mm-hmm. that's your other half. So that's the loneliness. That's what you feel. That's what you're searching for continuously, is trying to find your reflection in somebody else. That's why people go through so many relationships, because they're looking for a part of them in someone else. So the twin flame energies is what you're looking for. And once you have that, then most people don't have that desire to go out and look for something outside of themselves to fill that void. That void is half of you. Well, 50% of you is not with you. You get that energy coming to you, then you feel whole and complete. Otherwise, you're always going to feel, you know, that emptiness. That clearing we have is called the 4-in-1. It's not on the website as far as a way you can get into it. You need to contact me, and you need to do a few clearings before that in order to do the clearing. That's what I started off with years ago. I only had those four clearings up. The clearings would be the emotional, which is what we're always talking about. You need to have first. Next one is the mental. So for people who are kind of using their brain a lot, they go, yeah, people are mental, people are emotional. So that's perfect. So those two should equate really easily to you, you know, if you're a newbie and you go, yeah, that seems very straightforward, a lot of common sense there, and that is true. Next one is your sensory, which is your past life energies. But some people don't really need that because they've done other clearings, which can help you out to move yourself forward, because you need to get yourself cleaned out enough in order to have and flame energy come to you. So that's why we recommend that. But initially, I just had those three clearings, and then the bonus, you know, the cherry, we'll say, on the top of the cake, and, you know, on top of the frosting, you know, the main thing was your 4-in-1. That's all I was doing for people until we realized that people had more problems here. So we have a dysfunctional, you know, population here only because of what they're going to. You get your soul family off of you. That causes all your spiritual contracts and agreements. That's where you go to on the other side. They present things to you during that experience, whatever your belief system is. But that's why we have the 4-in-1, so that you're able to these things release. And also, I'd recommend to do the Anastar Vortex clearing before you do the Twin Flame one, the 4-in-1, because there's so much energies on you that you know nothing about, and that can really free up your body. So do that one. That's what I'd probably recommend also. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. So that was that planetary star clearing you just mentioned, that last one.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's available on the left side of Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. And you're listening to Creation Lightship Healing right now, and soon we'll be going to the Creation Lightship with Ron. But I thought, Ron, before we go, if you wouldn't mind clearing us off of some sadness and heartache that we might be feeling for this person or ourselves, who, if we've been in similar situations of, you know, not having love or experienced true love and feeling like we lost out somehow.
Yeah, I'll first do it for the dog that we talked about that was put out there with mm-hmm. all the situation from last night with the dog, like an attack. So a lot of people do like dogs, and they may not have realized what people are doing to the dog just by thinking of it. So this is a great example. So if you do have empathy for the dog, I know we have probably some animal lovers out there, and they
yeah.
nobody wants to be quartered, you know, and to be harmed by mind energy. So let's do that sadness that you may have for the dog that from you. Oh, and heartache. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Now what we'll do is one for you, what you've experienced in this lifetime of, you know, dealing with people here. It could be anything where you've had heartache and sadness here. So I can just take one issue. And, you know, if you think of that person and that's still being attached to you, I would say by all means, you know, do maybe the emotional clearing on this person so that they're not energetically attached to you, because that could be a situation too. Normally when you do the emotional one for them, a lot of your situations and problems will leave, because the emotion is the main trigger here for everybody's situations. So here we go. Sadness, heartache, clearing. So think of one person. Go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Still kind of heavy. Oh, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go a little sideways here. We're talking typically about relationships with that. What could have happened to you, you know, throughout your life with that one person or something? Let's do something that might be, maybe you saw a person who maybe got into a car accident and now is crippled, possibly. Maybe you saw it on the TV. I'm just giving some suggestions here. And you feel that same heartache and sadness for them, you know, because they were functional one day and the next day they're not. Maybe there's somebody that you know who is, you know, say on the way out, and you feel that you know, that sadness and heartache. Maybe you still feel that sadness and heartache from maybe one of your parents died 6 months ago, and you still feel that energy, and you know, you don't know what to do with it. When you bring it up, you get tears into your eyes. So here we go. Let's bring up that energy for you right now, and we'll see if we can release some of that situation, trauma from you, whatever way you want to look at that. So here we go. Most people feel that maybe their mother or maybe their father, probably more mothers, are like, was maybe their best friend, you know, and maybe they're no longer with them, and that's, you know, pretty painful. So let's do heartache and sadness. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Boy, a lot of emotions here. One, two, three, four, and five. Again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, four, and five. Hopefully that's helped you. You probably want to go in and do that heartache clearing here. What I'll do now, just go a little deeper, maybe to help you out, I'll take out the heart knots that you may have there. Now, this is like blocked energy, constricted energy, and, you know, it's a lot of stuff that the heart can have. Actually feel your body physically change from this here. Some people could probably use the word like, oh, you know, not yourself, but you probably heard the thing, like the person has, you know, ice-cold heart or something like that. You know, this is what would cause that, this energy here, heart of stone or something, you know. So here we go. Taking away these heart knots. There's some leaving here. It'll take me about probably 2 minutes here. So this is only going to work live right now for people. on the VBS program. I'm going to go into more detail here with it. So you need to actually get online and do that heartache clearing. Only help part of this here, but this is just a gift for the people listening here. So we're going pretty deep with these here. Here we go. Typically, I would guess if you're older, this will probably start releasing energies of maybe your dating scene. You know, hurt you or did something to you. If you love a way in, you got trampled. It could be people that you've lost in your lifetime. Love, we'll say. All of a sudden, they're gone, and you don't know what to do with it, so you kind of put a little blockage up there so you don't think of that person any longer. Taking away these now, so there's some more. About a minute more here. Energy being released here. Pretty heavy. More energy here coming out. Here we go. More energy. More energy being released. Boy. Being released out of people. And what's coming into its place is peace energy, okay? Here we go. Okay. More of your spirit energy. You need to fill this area. Better here. Boy. Oh, man. Okay. That feels pretty good. Hey, everybody. So we'll see how you're doing there. I'm going to back over to you, Kathy. I'll still do a little bit of work here as you're talking, because this is a very, very heavy clearing, a lot of intensity here. So I need to do a little bit more. So if you want to come on, you can come on.
Okay. Okay, well, you're doing more clearing. I'll just tell you what's going on here. It really feels like an outpouring, as if I had outpoured my heart and soul to somebody or just did a long cry. But my chest feels very warm, and so does the top of my head. And I'm in a cold, air-conditioned room. So I think it's the clearing, Ron. You're getting a big dose of it. And, you know, any of us who are over 30, you know, we've been through our share of hard knocks. And so it's very wonderful to have this heart knot clearing for our hardened hearts. And we're going to be, you know, a little bit more free with this clearing. It's a wonderful opportunity Ron's offering us. And it, as he said, it will only work live today, as he's doing this live today on Saturday, May 17th. And while you were doing those clearings, Ron, the fast chat just went silent. It stopped. I think everybody was, you know, maybe kind of feeling like me, wondering, wow, I'm feeling this. Wow, this is coming out. And it's a good time to stop and take a deep breath and let it out, let it go. Ron's taking it from us, and we're really, really grateful for that, Ron.
Yep, so let's go to the light chip. So we'll switch over to that here if you want to. And CLS questions at Yahoo, some of your comments, that would be great. How you're feeling. You might not even remember what happened, you know, in 10 minutes here, possibly, because you remember when the clearings happen, you don't really go back to visit the harshness, the negativity, whatever it is, because peace is there. So all of a sudden, you know, you go, wow, I really had that, you know, because it's gone. That's what's so nice about these clearings, that what we do, all the creation lights or clearings give you peace. So that's the way they work. So there's no reason to bring forth anything up from the past again, because there's no need to examine it and try to work your way through it again, because it's gone. Here we go. Going to go to the light chip, everybody. This only works live for the wonderful VBS video audience listening now. And here we go. Go into the light ship, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And have some requests here. So tadpoles, that's great. I like seeing tadpoles. So here we go. Tadpole energy room. That's your healing. Well, I feel them all around you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. From the water, we'll go into the room with the dolphins. So here's the dolphin energies. So stronger. And request your one particular healing that you like to have. Body healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, we'll go into another room with water. We'll go to the waterfall room. And this will be the gold water coming in. Got gold initially here. We'll have gold water. Bathed in gold water. So stronger. And it'll do clearings, healings on you as it comes around. So think of your one particular situation. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go to the rainforest room here. I hear the birdies chirping. Might even be able to smell some of the moisture in the air and the ferns and wonderful energies there. So here we go with birds chirping. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room with really large, tall trees. West healing, people like to hug trees for their energies. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go to a couple of rooms here before we come back. So let's go and do the pain release room. That's a big one for some people. And here we go. You want to put your hand where your pain is, and we'll see if we can release maybe entities there first of all, and also then work with the pain. So here we go. Entities, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and work with pain now. Go. And we'll go into one other room. People like to have some of the crystal energies, so we'll go into the large amethyst crystal geode. One of these little crystal points are conscious. And you're kind of levitating. And here comes the energy of the amethyst. Didn't request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go, everybody. And let's just go into one more room here. We'll go where the dolphins are. We'll go where the pink dolphins are. There's pink dolphins on the light ship. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Feel the energy coming into your body as they're doing healing work here. And remember, you're out of time on the light ship, so even though we're there for maybe 5 minutes or so, it could be much longer to have sessions there. So it's a little hard to describe how long you're there because just the way it works, because you're out of time. Again, here we go. Releasing pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that feels pretty good to me. So let's come back from the light ship. And our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us. Back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, so back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That was really, really healing. Felt very good, especially after after this conversation we've been having. And I hope everyone got to enjoy the healings of the Creation Light Chip and then saw some of the places Ron took us to, or at least felt the energy. I always feel very peaceful when we get escorted by Ron. And as he said, the healings will only work live during the broadcast. And so I just wanted to pick up where we left off in the fast chat, Ron, and some of the comments that people wanted to give you from the clearings you did prior, which was the heart knots releases, hardened heart, sadness, etc. Okay, so here we go. Thanks, Ron. That's exactly what I needed today. Amazing. Thank you for the heart knot clearing. Who knew? Whew. Thank you so much. Someone's expressing relief. Thank you for the gift, Ron. Someone's asking, where is the 4-in-1 clearing? And it is done through Ron after you do the few other online clearings, as he explained. And let's see, then, okay, so I think that's about all. But a lot of people expressing appreciation for the visit to the Creation Light Ship, and also validating that doing the twin flame clearing is really very effective in healing or wanting to be with somebody. Someone's giving a testimony here in the fast chat that it's very healing, very effective, the twin flame that you were discussing. So thank you, everyone, for your comments for to Ron and your responses to the healings. Someone's also saying that when you do the twin flame clearing, you'll feel less lonesome, and emotional love is a negative energy. It feels positive to humans, but it's created by darkness, and a love charm is a trap. People run after charms and fail in life instead of running after their spirit or connecting with their spirit. So people really relating to the question that the person asked.